Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Live cattle and feeder cattle futures bounced today. We were 85 to $1.12 higher on the live cattle and $1.50 to $1.90 higher in the feeder cattle. That was a welcome sight as we have slid in those markets for about 2 weeks here. Really going all the way back to the first part of November. If you look at the March feeder cattle, the high back in March on November the 6th for March feeder cattle, we're somewhere around 159, and currently they're at 149.65 with a low of 148.10 today. So about a $10 slide, and we have bounced back some. So $10 down and $1.80 up was still making for a downtrend. We were also still below the moving average, which could continue to bring the long hedge funds to the point to where they want to get out and liquidate those positions. But we did bounce slightly today. There was some 118 cash bid, which would have been $1 lower than where we traded last week at 119. But 118 bid seemed to be kind of a firm belief here in the market, and that brought some buyers back in. Also at midday, the box beef market was 207.81, up $1.63 for choice. Select $188.78, up 73 cents.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures are going to finish mixed today. We had corn steady to a half cent lower, beans 1 to 1.5 lower, and then the Chicago and Kansas City wheat both 3 to 4 higher. So it was a mixed bag there. It looks like the crop progress report yesterday is going to show a little bit of a deterioration of the Kansas City wheat crop that's been planted up to this point. It's the majority of it is planted, but they dropped the good to excellent category by about 2% yesterday. Thoughts that maybe we need some rain. It's a little dry. With prices where they are, there's no real incentive to try to produce a lot of wheat. So it'd be interesting to see where we go from here. The hedge funds have been covering some of their short positions, and that was part of the reason why we rallied today. And it looks like the corn and beans, every little rally we have seen is met with farmer selling of this crop they just harvested. So it looks like that could possibly mean that going forward, there's too much corn in the world, and not only in the world, the United States. So every rally we've seen has been met with selling. There was 130,000 metric tons of beans sold to China that was announced by the USDA this morning. So initially that thought that might help a little bit, but didn't here as we closed down a penny. The cotton futures continue their volatility. They were up overnight and they closed down about 50 to 80.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.